It's time for your Southeast Regional Ag News on the Ag Information Network. I am Haley Shipp. I get it. Here in the Southeast, we are not the biggest producers of corn in the U.S., but there is a situation unfolding in Mexico that I think is important to watch for anybody that does trade with our neighbors to the south. It's dealing with a ban on biotech corn. 24 members of the House of Representatives Ways and Means Committee have now sent a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai about Mexico. They want a resolution to a lingering trade dispute with the country over biotech corn imports. We've been working closely with Congress on this issue, and it's inspiring to see congressional champions faithfully take up the mantle, says National Corn Growers Association President Tom Hogg. These members are now looking to Ambassador Tai to uphold the integrity of USMCA. That acronym, of course, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, it entered into full force on July 1st of 2020, substituting the North America Free Trade Agreement. This letter is the latest development and response from U.S. officials as the ag community braces for a fallout if Mexico follows through on its promise to ban biotech corn shipments in early 2024. 90% of U.S. corn is biotech. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report